This is episode 356, recorded June 17th, 2016. Packard pokes at Dr. Proctor, pastor with his head up his ass. Stat. I want to thank C. Walker from the chat room for this week's show title. We had a little technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, so Connie's audio was a little bit off. I do apologize for the audio issues.
What time is it? It's Packard Pokes At time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic, and joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
I'm here and I'm not square and cool and sort of, I don't know. I'm
yeah.
Hello, good night.
Hello, good night. Before we get started tonight, I just want to say about the Orlando situation that this has been a very trying time for very many people. And I just want to take a moment here. I'm not going to do a prayer because that's not how I roll, because prayers do nothing. But I am going to take, I think, a moment of silence and deference to the victims here. Okay, well, with that, Connie, do you mind if we just kind of skip our usual banter and just let's just get right to the news?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Because there's nothing but death and refuse in the rectum. No life can come out of the rectum. The rectum is designed to get rid of death and waste. That's demonic, everybody. It is absolutely demonic.
Shut up.
We kind of mentioned that at the top of the show here when we got started about the shooting over in Orlando with that Muslim guy. And a lot of stuff has come out recently about the fact of what he did and how he has, he was probably a closeted homosexual because the fact is he was on gay dating apps and things like that. And the problem, not only that, is that we're, with these self-hating gays, is the fact is there are a lot of Christians who are also self-loathing. And the way that they express it is with saying that gays should be dead and things like that. And they only wish this mostly upon themselves because they can't reconcile with their own feelings. And I find that abhorrent that these people can't come to terms with their own sexuality. And there has been several Christian pastors recently that have come out and said some really hateful shit. The fact is that Muslims and Christians, when they fight over who has the better God or whose God is the right God, but when it comes to hating gay people, they decide this is one topic that they completely agree on. They set all that aside and they hold hands and say, fuck the gays.
Kumbaya, yeah.
Kumbaya, let's hate on gays. And I have only one thing to say to those fuckers. Fuck you. Fuck you all. Some of the worst ones are saying some really horrible shit. There's a pastor, Steven Anderson, who spread some serious bigotry this last Sunday afternoon and again Sunday night about the mass shooting. His video said there are 50 less pedophiles in the world. And in his second video, he criticized any Christian who showed any empathy for those who were killed in the massacre. Fuck you, Steven Anderson. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Now, another one should not surprise you, the Westboro Baptist Church. They celebrated the deaths of the 50 people in Orlando the way they celebrated the deaths of those on 9/11 and the soldiers who have died in all the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they blamed the victims for their own murders, claiming the attack was the result of their own homosexuality and that God sent the shooter to kill them. These are the same mentality that some pastors have said in the past, saying that the God sent Hitler. And there was another one over here in Sacramento. He said, "Hey, are you sad that 50 pedophiles were killed today? No, I think that's great. I think it helps society. I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight." And then he says, "It's unnatural for a man to be attracted to another man. The tragedy is not that more of them didn't die." Fuck off. Now, this guy, his... dodging reporters and a lot of other people who are coming down on him for his remarks. If you hate on people for getting shot because you think that they're the way they live is something against your religion, they're not hurting you at all. Take your religion and shove it up your ass. Connie, your thoughts.
I actually saw where Roger Jimenez from Sacramento, California, a reporter finally got him to say something, to comment on his sermon on the 14th. And he defended it. He stood right by his sermon and said, "This is exactly what I think."
Anderson?
No, Jimenez.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up so badly right now. I don't understand what's going on tonight.
Roger Jimenez, or Jimenez from Sacramento, California.
Okay.
Yeah, he was finally interviewed by a reporter, and he said, "Yeah, I stand by my sermon." He talked about killing gays.
Oh, yeah.
Lining them up. And I'm so sick of people equating homosexuality with pedophilia.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's the thing that they get to sell to, they sell that to parents and other people.
Yeah.
And they get everybody all worked up, and they don't understand. And they can't think about homosexuality without thinking about sex acts.
Right.
It's ridiculous. If you looked at, but they look at heterosexuals and think, "Oh my gosh, well, how do they have sex?" They don't ask that.
Yeah.
It's ignorant and
it is.
It's stupid. There's not a hole deep enough. If there's one thing, if there is a good thing that comes out of this tragedy, it's that it brings all these fuckers out of the woodwork.
Yep.
And they are up there saying stuff. And if this country, I have hope for it, but I think if we look at them in that light, if enough people look at them in that light and say, "You guys are sick."
Yep.
That we can continue to see the death of this vile side of religion. It's one thing to hold personal beliefs, but beliefs are never personal. They always wind up coloring your view on society and your view of yourself and everything else. And it's so negative so much of the time. I'm just so sick of religion hating and being bigoted and saying, "Oh, look at us,"
The hypocrisy of these
so-called
moral people. One of the other things he said, "I wish the government would round them all up, put them against the firing wall, and put a firing squad in front of them and blow their brains out." How would they feel if we said, for all the pastors who teach and preach hate shit like this, we put you all up against the wall and put a firing squad on you? How would you like that? Would you like that? Because if I were to go around saying, "This is the thing we should be doing," I would be not only an asshole, I would be a monster. And I'm not saying we should do that. I'm absolutely saying you're not going to do that. Or we should do that. Because you, as much as I fucking hate you, you fucking piles of shit, you have a right to say that. And you do. You have a right to say it. You don't have a right to enforce it. You don't have a right to do anything beyond that.
Well, what gets me is probably next week's sermon is going to be about how everybody's going to persecute the church. and persecute Christians. And you know what? LGBT don't get to choose their orientation, but you do get to choose what you believe.
Yes.
And they're just sick of it.
you actually don't choose what you believe, but you can choose to be an asshole or not. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And these people are being complete assholes. There was another pastor. I'm not just talking about Pat Robertson. There was another pastor who said basically along the same fucking lines. He's out in Arizona and he's sitting up like against the wall, like he's like,
oh, that's it. Yeah, that's Anderson.
Yeah, okay, then that's yeah, we talked about him already. I saw him and I'm like, I just want to come up and just punch him right in the fucking face. I'm not gay, but I will stand up and protect them. I'd stand up and protect them. I mean, I wanted to do that, but I would never do that. Wanting to do it and doing an action are two different things. If I hit him in the chin, would he survive? Absolutely. But he wants to put people up against the wall and also wants them dead.
Yes. Yeah. That,
just.
I don't see how anybody in the church can support people like this. This is just ugly and hate. It's ugly and hateful and it's ignorant.
It is completely ignorant. Tonight we have our logic game. All right, Connie, here we go. Since election of the president, more people than ever are unemployed. Therefore, the president has damaged the economy. Is this a perfectionist fallacy, b denying the antecedent, c post hoc ergo propter hoc, or d two wrongs make a right?
I think it's C.
C. We have Dawkins saying C. The real Paul Marshall saying C. I guess Tor went to go take care of his kid. All right. Well, let's see if you're right. You said C also then, right?
Yes, I did.
The answer is C. Post hoc ergo proctor hoc. Very good. Yay.
Yay. Woo.
Now, claiming that just because one event follows another, it also caused it by to convince someone that it is also a problem. So, yeah, that's the logical fallacy. Just because one thing happened before doesn't mean it means the other thing happened just because of the first thing. So one doesn't always necessarily follow, or two doesn't necessarily follow one in that case.
Yeah, causation
doesn't equal,
you know,
similar
to that.
Yeah, something similar to causation. Yeah, it's a causation fallacy, basically.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from CafePress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at Patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. sure to check out our secondary podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. Also, if you could, and if you're liking that show, go to iTunes or Stitcher or Spreaker, wherever it's at, and write a review and say something nice, and maybe we'll read it here on this show and or on the other one. Either way, just leave 5 stars, please. Please leave 5 stars and write a review. We would love to hear some feedback on how you're liking the show.
What if we pick the wrong religion? Every week we're just making God madder and madder.
Testify!
Over in Evanston, Illinois, a small bomb had exploded in the women's bathroom at a Target store this last Wednesday. Officials are investigating whether it's connected to the company's policy allowing transgender people to use the bathroom of their choice. I think that's a foregone conclusion, because most people just don't go into Target and say, I think I'm going to set off a bomb in the bathroom. the motivation, I mean...
Is this a poop joke?
Those kind of bombs are all the time, you know. Oh, you don't want to go in there. Don't want to go in there.
It's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke, unfortunately. Commander Joe Duggan said that there was no one, fortunately, inside the bathroom when the small explosion happened a little after 4 p.m. It caused minor damage and no one was injured. Early indicators that a plastic bottle was used, but no projectiles like nails or tacks were inside it. Investigators are gathering evidence, including examining the store security camera video. Because Target recently has been criticized for its stand on allowing LGBT people community to choose whether to use the bathroom they most identify with, either male or female, stating the company's transgender team members and guests to use the restroom or fitting rooms that corresponds with their gender identity. So in response, more than 1.3 million people signed an online petition promising to boycott Target. I was, a few weeks ago, I thought, you know, I hadn't been on the local Craigslist. And the personal, not the personals area per se, but the, where they, it's called like shout out or some bullshit thing like that. You get a kind of a feel for what the community is talking about. And there was some bitch on there who was saying, "Yeah, Target's losing money. Yay." So if Target loses money, then a lot of people are going to be out of work. So you're happy that people are going to be out of work because you don't like people who identify as a woman or identify as a man to use the bathroom that they want to. You didn't really think this through, did you? You're really pushing this because of your personal beliefs, and then to go inside and go, "Hey, the Target here is letting perverts in the bathroom." Well, you know what? Everybody's a pervert to some extent. I mean, I'm a pervert. I know that. I'm a pervert in some respects. Connie is not as bad as I am, obviously.
I can be, yes.
See? Everybody's...
It's so surprising when I am, too. It's fun.
Yes, it is.
Nobody expects it from me.
Exactly. But the thing is, we're all perverts to a degree. Whatever you like. I mean, as long as everybody's consenting, it's nobody else's business. Dawkins Dog from the chat room said, "Simple solution, make one restroom unisex and make the other trans folk only." How about we just make all the restrooms unisex? We talked about this on a prior episode of our OK Let's Talk about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that.
Yes.
And there was a suggestion to come up with that Robin came up with, that you just have like a hallway and just doors that go, I'm assuming across from each other, you know, they're like little rooms, and then
yes,
you just go inside. There's just a toilet in there, maybe a sink or just a communal sink, and then just use that.
Yeah, just the communal sink, but just the idea that instead of a stall, which has, you know, just a door that, and then it's floating kind of,
right,
you know, just to have doors, have restrooms and that, and do away with, I guess if you wanted to have urinals just for guys, I suppose they could do that. But yeah, just to have closed door bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unisex bathrooms, period.
Yeah. That's probably the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Torvin from the chat room said, "Some people have split restrooms into their own homes. Talk about unreasonable."
Wow. That's
yeah.
Weird.
You can't use mom. You can't use the bathroom upstairs. Nah. You just use the one downstairs. That's where the clean people are. You pigs get the one downstairs.
I think from a construction standpoint, the problem with having individual rooms where you close the doors, it's a lot more construction to hang a door than it is to hang a shower stall. Sometimes in public places, they have problems with people who, when you can shut a door to a room, they actually do more damage inside, and unsavory things happen there. Get very messy. But
not like it's not already happening now.
Exactly.
and it's already illegal to do that now. So
to comment actually on the whole bombing thing, this is supposed to be about protecting people from being harmed in bathrooms. So what are you going to do to protect like women and children? Because for some reason we don't think about men being harmed.
Yeah.
And we're going to put a bomb in there? Really?
Yeah. We don't want people using the ladies' restroom. So now while they're forced to fix this ladies' restroom, the men's restroom is still open, I'm assuming. So I'm guessing. Yeah. I don't know for sure in this instance. So now you've already forced everybody now to use the men's room. Well, that was a brilliant idea too, wasn't it? I'm sorry. We've now had to change the men's room into a unisex bathroom because, well, idiots exist and they think that their magic sky wizard hates gay people or transgender people or whatever. I mean, you're now forced everybody into one restroom. Good job, idiot.
I was leaving the Walmart the other day, and about a week before, I had been signing. There's a bunch of petitions that I was signing, and all of them were okay petitions for me to sign. And so just a few days later, I walk out, and somebody's holding up a petition. I figure it's not the same people, but I think it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. And as I said, no, I signed that last week. I was so mad that I said that because I should have taken the time and looked, because as I walked away, I heard the gal say, well, this is about wanting to repeal the bathroom law. This is about that bathroom law. Mm. And I was like, oh, fuck. I almost turned around and I was like, you know, I'd love to give these people a piece of my fucking mind. And I said, no, it's, you know, let them drown in their own toilets.
Yeah.
It was really maddening to me. I thought, really? Mm-hmm. But you know what? Again, I'd say this about people boycotting. It's one way for us to voice our opinions.
Yes.
And I don't have a problem with people doing that. I don't want to take away somebody's, you know, right to have that opinion. I just think that it's really sad to me that there's people who bolster, you know, bigoted ideas like this. They don't realize how much they're on the wrong side of history, just like whites were, Southern whites were in 1963.
Yep. I have a couple quick comments from the chat room here. Both of these are Dawkins Dog. He says, or do what Alabama has done and turn the entire state into a massive toilet. Alabama's a massive. I've been through Alabama. He's not wrong, folks. He's not wrong. I mean, there's a lot of pretty places in Alabama. The rest is a fucking toilet. The other comment, he says, no LGBT have planted bombs in restrooms. A woman has. So ban all women from restrooms. That seems reasonable. You're all now suspects in bombing. So you don't get to use the women's restrooms anymore.
Well, full body cavity searches to be able to use them, right?
Where do I sign up for that one?
I'm just so stupid.
Cavity search, or maybe we have to put up metal detectors in the targets, or maybe we have to put up explosive sensors, and no liquids,
water bottles.
You know, I heard a great comment on this in airports. You're not allowed to take a bottle of water or any liquid onto a plane, but you can carry anything you want to into the bathroom with you. You know, actually, I think this is applied to guns and things like that, but the sentiment is the same.
It's. I think the world is upside down sometimes. Yeah. I really do. It's just
Dawkins was asking, any reason for a body search, huh, Connie?
I'll never tell. Yeah, nobody's business but my own.
That's right.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
All right, we are on to our True or Troll segment. This is where Connie is going to read me headlines, and I have to determine if the headline is a real headline or if it's a troll headline.
You have a record to uphold here.
I have a record to uphold. Last time we did True or Troll, I got a 12 out of 12. Oh, yeah. I doubt that's going to happen again.
You never know.
I never know until we find out. So keep your hands off the Google machine. Let's see if you can do this in real time with us. All right, Connie, let's have that first headline.
All right. Ghostbusters impersonator for kids' parties charged with soliciting child sex shows up to sting operation dressed like Men in Black character.
Holy shit. I hope that's a troll, but it sounds true.
Yes.
Oh, that's one. Where is that from?
That is from the Daily Mail.
Oh.
Okay.
That's one I wish I'd gotten wrong. That's one I wish I'd gotten wrong.
Okay. 1,000 sheep run amok through city when shepherd falls asleep. I guess he was counting them.
I'd say that's a true.
Yes, it's true. HuffPo.
That's a HuffPo. That must have happened like in some other country.
You would think.
You would think. You know.
Probably. Chastity belt makes DUI arrest a little more complicated.
God, that sounds so bizarre. But I'm gonna say that's a true.
Yes. HuffPo.
Another one from the HuffPo. Wow.
It was a guy, too.
Holy shit!
It was a guy wearing it. I was like, oh, I wish it had said that in the headline, because that would have been...
That might have thrown me off.
Possibly,
yeah. That might have thrown me off.
But I'm honest, so I didn't do that.
Okay.
All right. Paleontologists discover remains of a mysterious two-headed dinosaur.
I'm going to call troll on that one.
Yes, it's troll. World News Daily report.
Oh, World News Daily. It figures. Torvin said the male chastity have a cock cage. Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, as a matter of fact, he's right on that. I was thinking the more the old ones from like ye olden days with the prongs facing into the labia. So this way, if the woman, you know, moved wrong or something, it was going to scratch, or if a guy tried to insert his dick in there, he goes to pull out and it was going to like rip his dick apart.
It's like the backup tire hazard thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't back up from there.
Now I'm thinking about Robin Hood Men in Tights. The key to happiness. Yeah. Charlie Sheen is now a brand ambassador for condoms.
God, that one's so... Oh, I'm going to call true on this one.
Yes, it's true. Jezebel. Oh. Partially because of his... he was diagnosed with AIDS, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that kind of makes sense then. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Ohio women take happy mugshots after being arrested for assaulting a McDonald's employee.
I say that's true.
Yes. Running like little idiots. That was also Jezebel.
Wow.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Dawkins Dog said that the 2.5 mental range. Yeah. from the headline for Charlie Sheen.
Charlie, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of tiger's blood, huh?
Yeah, tiger's blood, yeah.
Oh. Israel, newly found 2nd century scrolls. Claims Jesus was an alcoholic.
I think I saw this one. That's a true?
No, it's a troll.
Oh, crap. I got one wrong.
World News Daily.
I thought I saw something along these lines about some scrolls or whatever, but that wasn't the one. I must have missed that one.
Okay.
I wasn't looking. I was just going through our normal ways of trying to find news stories. So
I know it's hard.
It's hard not to come across these.
Not to come across this stuff.
Yep.
Okay. Donald Trump responds to Orlando shooting with a proposed ban on Syrians, not assault weapons.
I'm going to call troll on that one.
No, that's true.
Holy shit. Damn.
Jezebel.
Wow.
Well, that's our Trump.
Yeah.
Right?
That fucking bastard.
What did
Torbjorn said? The baby Jesus turned his brother his breast milk into wine.
Oh, remember that one for the title? Oh my gosh, that's funny. Orlando shooting suspect's father is a TV host who claims to be the president of Afghanistan.
No, I think that's a troll. I know he tried to petition to become president for Afghanistan, but I don't think he doesn't claim he is.
According to the Gawker, that's true.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Damn. That guy's a nut job.
Yes. Trump's brilliant plan to solve California drought. I'm going to open up the water.
He's going to open up the water?
Yes. I'm
going to have to go with true on this one. I think I actually heard him say this.
Yes, it's true. I'm like a faucet or something.
Like he's a faucet or something. I'm going to open up the water. I'm going to take a piss and there. I'm going to water California myself with my tiny, tiny penis.
Tiny hands.
My tiny hands.
That was If You Only News.
Ugh.
Trump's errand boy, Chris Christie, wants us to blow up other countries over Orlando, but not sure where.
Yeah, I believe that one's a true.
Yes. Okay, one more.
All right. Where was that last one from?
Oh, I'm sorry. If You Only News.
Okay.
Okay. WTF. American moron gun nut forces daughter to duel with loaded guns. Shots fired.
The stupidity of America doesn't surprise me. I'm going to say that was a true.
It's true. If You Only News.
Damn. I got what? Nine?
Nine correct.
Nine.
Yes.
Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's not bad.
You did really good.
Yeah, I did really good. I didn't do as well as I did the other time, but hey. 9 out of 12 is still respectable.
That's right.
So, how did you do at home? I hope you did better than I did. I hope you got 10. I hope you got 11. I hope you got all 12. Anyway,
yep.
We'll be back next week with our Okay, Let's Talk. Scheduled to join us is Poisoning the Well.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, you want to come and see that? They are very funny individuals, and we look forward to having them on with us. So until then, this has been Packard Pokes at We Just Poked at Your News.
And that's a wrap.